life after death, and he's speaking about the period of tribulation. And let's move today to the book of Revelations, chapter 15, and we will read the whole chapter. God has given us His word to aid us at this time of need of His word, to make us understand things in a better way. Book of Revelation, chapter 15, and verse 1 to 8, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in a pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you send to us on time. Let your word give food to us, encouragement, strength, clarity for life, and also warning to each and every one of us who is here and those in other places who are going to hear the message. I pray that people will consider their ways and turn back to you, fully committing their life to serve you. I pray that your message will bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. And I pray for people to be saved, people to come back to you, people to come to know the truth through these words of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In this chapter, we can see very clearly that the judgment of God is something real. God is definitely going to judge the wickedness of the world, and that will cause us, will lead us to be more faithful to God. God will judge the wicked based also on the faithfulness of those His people. It depends also on our faithfulness. The more we are faithful and obedient to the Lord, that He will be spared, and God will judge those who have been deceived by the devil, and those who are disobedient, and those who are not willing to follow the ways of God. This is the time that God called the saints to have patience. He is the patient of the saints. In the book of Revelation chapter 14 and verse 12, as we have said last week, it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. The more we know that God is real in His judgment, the more we are taught to be patient and obedient to the Lord. You know, when we say that we are patient, not only in the term of that we can persevere and we can wait, but Revelation chapter 14 verse 12 teaches us what the meaning of patient. He is the patient of the saints. What is the patient of the saint by the definition? They keep the commandments of God, and they keep the same faith of Jesus. The faith of Jesus, He suffered. He continued in the narrow way that God had ordained for Him. Here, when we move to be patient, we will be spared the troubles, and we will be also rewarded and have eternal life with the Lord. Here God is going to send His judgments through seven angels. They have the seven last plagues. We are moving towards the end of the period of tribulations. And here God is judging the wicked, judging those who have been deceived. And these angels, they are filled up to bring the wrath of God on those who are disobedient. In verse 20, he said, I saw it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Now here, there is the judgment of God ready to be delivered. And also, there is also there, we can see from the scripture, and John saw, and he wrote, you saw a sea of glass. The sea of glass, the meaning of it is that multitude of people, and this where they are those who are saved and those who are believing in God. And they have got the victory. They were saved during the period of tribulation. They got the victory over what? They got the victory over the beast. They passed through the temptation. The beast that is inspired and had been created by the devil to deceive the people. And they have the victory over his image, that is the false Christ, the second beast, who make false miracles. And they have a victory over his mark, the mark of the beast. They did not do it. And over the number of his name. They were not controlled by the financial and commercial manipulation of the beast. They passed through all these trials and they were victorious. And what was in their hands? They were standing on the glass. They were standing firm. And they have the harps of God and they were singing a song. The song that they sing, it has a great impact to the period of the tribulation. Say, what is the song that they sung to God? They sung the song of Moses, the servant of God. It means here, those have been saved, they are the Israelites. And they are the 144,000 that they got saved during the period of tribulation. They were Israelites, and also they sung the song of the Lamb. They got believed in Christ. They got perfected in They were perfected in Christ. That is a great testimony about the great victory that the Lord will do during the period of tribulation. And the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. What is the song? The song is very great. It has a lot of teaching inside the song. You say, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. They are telling that the work of God is great and marvelous. And that's the work here, not only the work of salvation, but the work of God's judgment that's going to take place. We learn from this song that the Lord God, the Lamb, that they sing for, they are singing to Him, is Lord God Almighty. And they are saying also, just and true are thy ways. They are telling that the ways of God are just and true. Even God in His judgment, you know, these seven angels, they were ready with the seven last plagues. And the church are singing to the Lord, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. You know, we understand that those who sang this song, they have faith on God, they have faith on His ways, and they know what they are speaking and what they are saying. They are agreeing with the judgment of God that He sent on the wicked. Not that they are happy, but they are confirming what we're going to take place. God is serious in bringing His judgment, even this today, going along the message, what is going here on the world now with the pandemic of coronavirus has hit every corner of the world, and let everyone know that is God's judgment on the earth, and God wants people to turn back to Him in repentance. God is serious in His judgment, and we are still, we're declaring the seriousness of God's judgment. What else? The content of this song. And I wish that we can sing this song so we'll be reminded that there's a judgment, there's a period of tribulation, that God will allow the whole earth. What we are passing through now is only a small test. But the period of tribulation after the rapture of the church will be more great event. In verse 4 it says, who shall not fear thee? They are telling, who will not fear the Lord? Who is taking the risk will not fear the Lord God Almighty, who is furious in sending His judgment. O Lord, and glorify thy name. Who will not glorify your name? For thou only art holy. They are declaring that God is the only one who is holy. His ways and His word and His truth is the only truth, and He is the only one holy, and we need to follow Him. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. They are telling that all the nations, they will come. No one can prevail. No one can overcome the judgment of God. They will come and worship the Lord because He had made His judgment manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. Going back, they now again have a look to the temple of God in heaven, from where the judgment of God will be initiated and be sent on those who are wicked, those who are deceived. And the seven angels came out of the temple. They were singing. The song was going on, and God started to send His judgment. As like what is going on now. The judgment of God is going on over all the earth. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. See here, the seven angels, they came out. They were clothed in pure and white linen. pure hand. Why? What they are doing based on the scriptures, based on God's judgment. They will inflict God's wrath on the wicked based on the truth of God and based on His judgment, based on the scriptures. No one can object and no one can say that's not correct. And they came also and having their breasts girded with golden girders, they can't be stopped. They were protected by breastplates of gold, and that is the girders of God protected, and they will go mightily, they cannot be stoppable. And verse 7, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. Here those the four beasts around the throne of God with the 24 elders. Those beasts are indescribable. And they have, as we have read in the book of Revelation chapter 4, they are full of ashes. And every side of them, their ashes is focused on the Lord. From them, the judgment of God, through them, the judgment of God passed to the seven angels. They are going to send the wrath of God on the earth. Listen to verse 8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were filled. You see here, the glory of God. He said the temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God. God, while the judgment is going on, He is glorified. And His power is manifested. And He say here, no man was able to enter into the temple. No one can do anything to reverse it or to do anything at this time. No one can have another word or another suggestion. And you see here, they say that no one can be able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Have you get the point here? That the Almighty God is going to fulfill what He said in His word, and that is His glory. His glory to save, to redeem, to reward, to give eternal life, and His glory also to judge and deal with those who reject the truth. Let us today be careful. Let us weigh our ways and take heeding from this word of God, from the events that is going on so furiously, so fast around the world, and let us fear Him. Because you say here, who shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name, for Thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgment are made manifest. That's all saying. As we fear the Lord, as we pray, that God will save people, God will bring people back to Him, to full repentance, that they will not go with their pride, they will fear Him. Oh God, thank You, God. Thank You for Your word that makes things clear to me. And Lord, we stand today as those who are redeemed. They stood on the sea of glass. O Lord, we sing with them, great and marvelous are Thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are Thy ways, Thou King of Saints, your ways, O God, are true and just. O Lord, who shall not fear Thee? O Lord, and glorify Thy name, for Thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgment are made manifest. O God, You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension. O God, I pray, O Lord, as we sing for You, let Your glory fill Your temple, O God. Let Your glory fill the whole universe that belongs to You, O Lord. Till Your judgment, O God, be fulfilled, O God, and Your purpose will be prevailed. I pray, O God, save the people who fear You. Save the people who repented. Save the people who amend their ways and judge the wicked, O God. And let Your name be glorified. For You are just and true. And are Thy ways all just and true. Come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Your might and power and authority, O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that Your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. Take Your word and Your message. Let it reach, let it do that. O God, help us and guide us. And Lord, I pray, those who are here and those in other places, that You provide to those who are fearing You and helping them. O God, raise them up to save You. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.